So great to be learning together, Sherei Oraz, Svar Teshuvah of the week. And we have a big question here when it comes to Neirot Chanukah that we light in the Beit Knesset. How is it that Svaradim recite the Bracha? In other words, Yesuus was saying we're following Maran Shulchan Aruch. Okay, we are following Maran Shulchan Aruch. It says you do make a Bracha on lighting Neirot Chanukah in the Beit Knesset. Okay, that's great. The problem is that Maran is very much in favor of, when it comes to Hallel, of the Minhag Eretz Yisrael, that you do not make a bracha on Chatzi Hallel, because it's only a Minhag, so Maran very much believes that you do not make a bracha on something that's only a minhag. Where do we learn that from? We learn that from the Chibur Arava, on Hoshana Rava, when we hit the Hoshanot on the earth, that we do not make a bracha. So the Gemara already says, because it's a minhag. So this is very much the opinion of the Rambam. Maran quotes the Minhag of Eretz Yisrael and endorses that opinion. And this is the one the Rav Avadya follows. Rav Avadya insisting on following that. Not all Jews do that. And not all Sfaradim do that. Tosfot disagree. Say you do make a bracha on a Minhag. Can say a Shekhar Shem Asvotav Sivanu on a Minhag. But this is something which the Rambam strongly disagrees. Maran Shulchan Aruch doesn't seem to follow it. So what's going on over here? What is Maran? So yeah, you don't blame it on Sfaradim, blame it on Maran. Maran is very inconsistent. On one hand, Maran says, again, no bracha on Hallel, on Chol HaMoed, Pesach, and no bracha on Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, Minhag. It's minhag, no bracha on a minhag. And yet here, Neir Chanukah says, you do make a bracha on a minhag. So you look here, Yakut Yosef, he definitely raises this question. He says, what's the difference between chibur arava? That's a minhag kal. I don't know what that means, light minhag. So what you're doing is you're hitting the aravot, not something that's farsemet hanes. Farsemet hanes, that already is very chashuv. Therefore, gets a bracha. So he's like distinguishing between minhag. Some minhagim you do, and some minhagim you don't. I don't know. Seems from the Rambam. The Rambam seems very, very clear. You don't make a bracha on a minhag. Period. What's the difference? What's going on over here? So the answer that already that Achronim give, and you should know this question is not, this is an old question. The Chacham Tzvi already raised this in the 18th century. So the Maran is inconsistent, and but again, this, I just want to emphasize that this is reciting the bracha on Neir Chanukah is a very strong minhag. This is a minhag that's already quoted in the Rivash and the Tshuva and Simen Kuf Yud Aleph. So how do we resolve this? So the explanation is given, and Rav Avadya or Chacham Yitzchak and Yakut Yosef is really alluding to it. But I'm going to say a little bit of a newer approach. What I think is going on is like this, is that we're making a bracha on the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, because by being madlik the Neirot Chanukah in the Beit Knesset, that's part of the Pirsumei Nisa. We are mefarsem the Nes, so we are publicizing the miracle. By publicizing the miracle, this is not just a minhag, we're fulfilling the mitzvah of Nikdashi b'tok b'nei Yisrael. You're making a Kiddush Hashem, you're announcing HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a miracle for us, you're announcing this, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a Nes Pach Shemen, you're announcing Hashem is in the world. That's a very job, that's a job of the Jew. Sichu b'chol niflotav, remember all his unbelievable miracles. So I think that's what's going on, that the Neir Chanukah is much more than a minhag. If it was just a minhag, you wouldn't make a bracha. But rather, it's a kiyum mitzvah. You're fulfilling the mitzvah of Nikdashti. I'm sorry, again. The Neir Chanukah and the Beit Knesset. Neir Chanukah and the Beit Knesset is not just a minhag. Neir Chanukah and the Beit, in the Beit Knesset is the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Nikdashti betoch b'nei Yisrael. That we become kedoshim amongst Am Yisrael. And since it's Kedoshim, amongst the where it's Kiddush Hashem, fulfilling the mitzvah Kiddush Hashem, being mifarsim the nes, so you're making a bracha not on the melon of minhag, rather on the fulfillment of mitzvah d'oraita of v'nikdashti b'toch b'nei Yisrael. Wishing everybody a great, great Chanukah.